Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
See where you go over there. I really want to say things that I probably should, and especially after the 10 bells, the passing of Wyndham Rotunda and Terry Funk. Awful news last week. Just closed the computer, so
not sure what's going on there. If the control station can hear me, we just had a hurricane come through last night, so I know a lot of technical difficulties. It's usually the only time that anything will separate Randy Harris and myself from being together is a major hurricane. So if you guys, I'll give Randy some time, but the 10 bell salute, obviously we lost Bray Wyatt, a local St. Pete guy, 36 years old, passed away last week unexpectedly. Comes from royalty, like wrestling royalty, obviously. So but unfortunately, you know, the major hurricane that came through our area has kind of, you know, taken precedent as far as at least news stories and people paying attention to survival and take care of their property and their home and their families. And unfortunately, they, you know, it's already been a week since Bray's passing. So I'm not sure if Randy's going to try to log back on.
Guess I got cut off, huh?
There he is, yeah. We were just talking about it. Thought maybe the hurricane was coming back through. I know.
Well, the hurricane's coming. No. The hurricane's coming. It's definitely coming. I don't know how much you heard. Like I said, it's, you know, we take so many things for granted, and it's a tragedy. I mean, did you hear about the defibrillator and all that?
No, I did not.
I guess Wyndham had one, was given one, was issued one, was told to wear it, and when he came home, he left it in the truck. Is that your feedback, or is that the station, Matt?
I would assume it's the station.
I didn't know if it was you walking around.
No, I'm stationary, and I'm in my home gym.
So again, just awful. Some things that you know, came out. The funeral was scheduled for today. Obviously, it was postponed. And, you know, I don't think enough was even said, to be honest, about Terry Funk, who passed away the day before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of those things where, it all happens at the same time. And then the news stories, because of how young Bray was, you know, it kind of got the most attention. And then all of a sudden, the hurricane comes in, and it starts taking up all the news feeds and all the on air time, and before you know it, it's been a week, and it's almost like ancient history at this point.
Yeah, you know, which is a shame. You know, you can't keep old names alive if you don't keep old names alive. You know, and you know, yeah, they put his photo up, and yeah, Cody Rhodes came out and said a few words. Obviously, he knew him, you know, from his dad. And spending time with his dad. You know, the story at the Denver airport was hilarious. I don't know if you heard that. I found that very, very funny. He was at the airport with his dad, and then he heard somebody yell something, you know, to cockroach, blah, 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 blah. And he kind of felt like there was going to be a fist fight right there at the terminal. And it was Terry Funk, you know, talking to his dad, Virgil, better known as Dusty Rhodes. Everybody, at least Monday, you know, Friday, and there's some other controversy going on. And, you know, people make mountains out of molehills. You know, I guess a lot of people are upset that Roman Reigns wasn't there on Friday. You know, whether it was him being in character, you know, he should have been there. But, you know, everybody grieves differently. You know, we don't know. We don't know the story. We don't know the real backstory to actors, you know, that put on a performance every Monday, every Friday, and everywhere across the country and across the world. So him not being there, some people are up in arms. Last or Monday night, a lot of the athletes wore armbands. Ray, Wyatt, some said, you know, Wyndham. And then a little after story came out after one of them, I can't think of her name, the man, she's married to Seth Rollins, I guess broke down after and took the armband off. And the story there was, I guess she was going to be the main event or had an event with some cables. And she didn't know how to set them up. And so Wyndham took her to the ring and helped her and taught her. And, you know, and from everything that I've heard, you know, he was really an awesome, awesome dude. And if you remember, not too long ago, you and I and Keon, you know, talked to him for about 15 or 20 minutes, you know, at the table at the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we never got that sit down to break bread with him at the restaurant because, you know, it was just not meant to be, I guess. But, yeah, I was looking forward to that. Looking forward to cooking for him and really getting to know that personal side of him outside of the TV personality that everybody else knows.
Well, and we won't go into detail, you know, our conversation, you know, that we had with him. But, you know, he was so real. He was such a good dude. And, you know, so many fans buy into the stories and the storyline and, you know, that they're a bad guy or they're evil or whatever. And I remember I went to one of Titus O'Neil's events, the Tampa Bay Food Fight, and Sheamus was there. And I was talking to him. I don't know if you were there yet. And, you know, we were talking, and I said how one of the other characters, who, to be honest, I think was one of the Bray Wyatt disciples, I saw at WrestleMania in Orlando on the Saturday, you know, the day before, or the morning before. And I made a comment how it was so awesome to watch him with the fans and with the small children. And, you know, he's supposed to be the heel. And Sheamus kind of looked at me in a way that we could describe off the air, not on, especially if we wanted to stay on the air. And, you know, kind of like, you know, you know it's a role, right? You know we're real people, and people forget all of that. And moving on, you know, I want to get back to talking about Terry Funk and what a legend he was and Bray Wyatt, better known as Wyndham Rotunda. But you know what drives me absolutely crazy? Even in the mentality and the mood I'm in right now, this still drives me crazy. When fans, and again, I'm going to try to keep it as politically correct as possible. When they'll put two names on a Facebook post, who would win? I don't know, make one up. Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat. Or who would win? It's scripted. How can you even discuss that? You know, who is the better actor? How are you going to discuss that? You know what I mean? It's not a
better question is how is Vegas going to run, you know, a gambling on pro wrestling when it is scripted? Like, how can you gamble on, you know, they've been talking about making betting legal for wrestling matches.
Yeah.
That's a better question. Like, how do you regulate that? Like, all you got to do is go to Vince and be like, hey, who's winning this match? What's the best money in Vegas?
Well, they can't. There's absolutely no way that they're going to be able to do that. You know, it's like they wanted to, at the very beginning, bet on the Ultimate Fighter. You can't because it's already done. You know, it's not even where the event is Friday and you don't know the script. The Ultimate Fighter is done. With the exception of the, you know, the finale. How are you going to bet on that? Matter of fact, I've told this story, you know, where some arrogant people at a restaurant when I used to do a lot of MMA shows. And there's like, this guy's absolutely going to win. Well, the event was already over. I'm like, all right, I'll take the bet.
Because you know, based on
you know, they just didn't show it yet.
Right.
So how do you make those kind of wagers and those kind of bets? But in absolutely, you know, insane. Again, real quickly, and then we'll move on. I don't want to stay, you know, Debbie Downer too long, but, you know, it is, it's a shame either way. You know, Terry Funk, obviously much, much older. Legend from back in the day. Wyndham Rotunda from obviously a very, very famous wrestling family. His dad, Mike Rotunda, his uncle, you know, his brother, his grandfather, Barry Wyndham, his grandfather, Blackjack Mulligan. And it's just a shame that we didn't get to see, you know, the full Bray Wyatt, you know, as he just came back. There's some things going on. I'm not going to, you know, talk about it publicly until it's out publicly. But it is a shame. 36 years old is way too young to pass away by something that was not done by your own hand.
Hmm. I'll leave it at that. I won't get into that controversy.
Well, feel free. We got 3 hours. Now, well, I mean, take advantage of it.
No, but seriously, like, you know, on a sports, you know, topic, you know, is it the same kind of thing as like professional race car driving, like having a last name of Petty or Andretti, you know, in the wrestling family? Is that the same thing? Like, you have to, you know, the name will get you the opportunity, but like you have to like earn your spot. Is that the same mentality?
Yeah, you know, of course. And, you know, at the very beginning, I think Cody Rhodes, you know, was kind of thrown to the wolves and under the bus. And, you know, everybody, well, you're Dusty's kid. And, you know, he was in and out. You know, his angle wasn't very well taken, respected. But isn't that the case everywhere? You know, in anything? Look at, you know, football players. You know, yeah, your name is, you know, Peyton Manning's kid. You know, who's a big sought-after collegiate, already making probably more money than both of his dad and uncle at some point. How about, you know, that there's quarterbacks that are making more money than Joe Burrow? Collegiate quarterbacks are making more money in college than Joe Burrow at Cincinnati.
Wow. That's crazy.
Right?
But but some of these universities, I mean, they make more money than the NFL teams, for sure. No,
you know, and again, it's... You know, I argued against it because that was the rule. Now the rule allows it. It is what it is. And now the bigger schools, the schools that have money, are going to get all the recruits because they can get money. Look at the collegiate basketball player. Would have gone in the first round. She's like, why would I go play for less money than what I'm going to make in college?
Yeah, and you get to be in college and have fun.
Yeah, and it's not a job and you don't go to school. And but, you know, it's just mind-boggling that some collegiate athletes that obviously, you know, and I hate using the hypotheticals, but obviously they're not better than Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's already proven himself. And to me, you don't need to win a Super Bowl to prove yourself. Joe Burrow has proven that the Cincinnati Bengals, before Joe Burrow went there, was awful. That's why they had the number one pick, because they were awful.
Yeah.
And now they're a game, two games away, you know, from making that leap, which is still a big leap. You know, it's still going to take a lot to get past Buffalo and Kansas City. But 4 years ago or whatever it was, nobody would ever mention the Cincinnati Bengals like, oh, they have a shot to get into the AFC Championship, or they have a shot to, you know, to go to the Super Bowl. And they do. And that's all Joe Burrow and Alex Kappa.
Of course, you got the Kappa in there.
Sad news, not death related, obviously, but sad news with what came out about Ryan Jensen Saturday night on IR, lost for the year. Some people think, you know, he probably won't even return, whether it's return to the Bucs or return to the field.
Yeah.
Dude is a general. That team needs Ryan Jensen.
Yeah. And
I think he can still do, at least in the locker room, but they don't have that guy. And I've said that before he came. The last guy that they had like that was Frank Middleton. You know, the guy who would, he wouldn't fall on the sword. He'd use it on you.
Yeah, no, it's they need that leadership on the field and in the locker room with Jensen.
You know, and again, I've been in there. I know leadership in the locker room, which is great. You need that leadership on the field. All right, I know we're a little bit over. Let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. 3 long hours to go. Very little to talk about. So let's make up some stories. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Snap Zone, and Buckner.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I'm back up live on a very wet and gloomy. I love gloomy. I don't know about wet, but I love gloomy days. Weather. We got very lucky here in the Tampa Bay area. How did you guys make out over there in north, east, west, whatever you are, Tampa?
Oh, we had nothing here. I mean, we got a few rain bands. I guess they got call them outer squall lines. Just some outer bands from the hurricane that went past us to the north and to the west. But, it's funny because I moved here from Denver, Colorado, 15 years ago. And I can remember telling my wife, like, we should move somewhere on the west side of Florida, avoid the Atlantic Ocean, because I remember Hurricane Andrew you know, when it destroyed Southern Florida, and I was like, you know, these hurricanes build up so much steam that coming across the Atlantic, I just don't want to be on that side of the coast. So we made a conscious decision to live in Tampa. And since we've been here 15 years, we've never had a hurricane, you know, and even this one wasn't a direct hit.
All right, let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you. There are some rules on living in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
One of those rules is not to say some of the stupidity that you just said.
Why?
Because we don't say that it hasn't come and it hasn't hit and it hasn't. Those words are not allowed to be mentioned by Tampa Bay residents.
Oh, is it like a jinx? Like a
exactly.
Juju thing? Exactly. Ah, I see.
Play along. So I saw some posts on the Book of Face of and. So some of the people that used to come to the Players Show, how upset they were, and I am as well, and I would love to run into some of those people when the show is over, that are complaining about how much water they bought, or complaining about how much food they bought, and I want to punch them right in the damn face.
Well, I mean, these are the same people that drink, you know, 3 sodas a day, 2 iced teas. You know, don't drink any water during the course of their normal life. Now, all of a sudden, like a storm comes and they got to go get hydrated.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if you're bringing me up because I didn't buy water. I bought 4 cases of Diet Coke.
No, but going back to my original statement, you know, I guess because I never grew up in Florida and I never understood the dynamics of hurricanes, I always thought it was just a direct impact, eye wall to coming on shore and the winds, you know, but I never factored the storm surge. And, you know, for those of you listening across the country right now that aren't in the Tampa Bay area, we just happen to wear this king tide cycle where we already have elevated tides just because of the full moon. And it's just like, so all this extra water and then the wind and then the storm surge, you know, there are areas right around the restaurant. A lot of my old my customers, some of our very good friends of the show.
And they're old.
That, huh?
And they're old.
Yeah, I mean, they're, but there's a lot of people that we know right now that that don't have access to their homes. Right. The police have corridored, you know, and shut the area down because it's not safe. The high tide's coming back in an hour from now, which is supposed to be a higher tide than the one that passed last night. And from early reports, all the homes in this area have water inside the homes. Like this is a major disaster for a lot of people that we care deeply about.
Sure. Sure. No, for sure. And people don't think of that. You know, like you said, they think of the hurricane, they think of the eye, they think of, you know, the little red that's on, you know, the TV screen, and they don't think about everything outside. On the same line, my brother lives in Shore Acres and I thought he was stupid when he bought it. And I think he's stupid every single day he lives there.
Yeah, well,
yeah, it's awesome to live on the water. You know, in his case, he doesn't even live on the water. He just lives at Shore Acres. You know, he doesn't live on the canals. You know, there's so many canals that are in Shore Acres in St. Petersburg, Florida. He doesn't. He lives away from that.
He does today. He has waterfront property today.
I don't know. And you know what? I shouldn't have gone to find out. My mom lives in Northeast St. Pete. And literally, 3 days before the storm, her house in Pinellas County is the absolute first house that loses power.
Oh, really?
It's like automatic. It's. Wow. I think they once told me, my dad told me before he passed away, that it was like they are the last house on that grid.
Okay.
And so, like, their neighbor has power, but they always lose it. You know,
it's like the city unplugs their house and like, hey, exactly. We got to save this. We got to use this over here for a generator.
Exactly. Here's my stupid move of the day, of the week, whatever. You know, I made sure that we had, you know, my wife and I, that's all we drink is Diet Coke. So I made sure we had plenty of that. And, you know, I made an awesome meatloaf yesterday, which I was very happy and proud about.
Better than the one that Tour de Pizza makes?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't burn your mouth when you ate it?
Well, I like it like that.
Oh, okay. So you like the spicy meatloaf?
Well, not only do I like it spicy, I like it hot.
Okay.
You know, and it's funny because I said this to my wife this morning, because as I was eating up 2 slices, I also ate a little that was straight out of the refrigerator cold. I like, just like pizza. I like pizza. I like meatloaf. I like it either straight out of the refrigerator or straight out of, let me burn the top of my mouth. I don't like it lukewarm. I don't like it, you know, semi-warm. It's either really hot or really cold.
Okay.
But my moronic move of the week, so when the last one was supposed to destroy everything we had, I went out and bought a generator.
Uh-huh.
So the generator is still in a box in the garage. I had no oil and no gas to run the generator in case I needed it today, but at least I had a generator.
Okay.
Not the smartest move. You know, I'll admit that. Because if you're going to have a generator, at least have the other things you need, the oil and the gas, to run it. Now, I did learn something. You know, I don't read a whole lot. And let's be honest, I didn't read this either. My wife read it and told me how, and I don't even know if this is true, but if you use a generator, this article said you should turn your breakers off. Did you ever think about that?
No, why would they want you to do that?
Because it'll send, when you're using the generator, it could, I don't know if it does, it could send power through the box, through the line.
Oh.
And now sure a lot of it's up there trying to get your power back, and you've just electrocuted them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, the linemen, you know, I know they're important in the game of football, but linemen in the case of a natural disaster are crucial.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now, speaking of learning something new, I'll say we because my wife pays the bill, but we have YouTube TV at home. We stream TV. We don't have a provider like Spectrum or Frontier. And I found a split channel. I know every time there's a UFC fight on and a football game or a boxing match simultaneously, you'll post pictures of your man cave and how you have multiple TVs mounted to a wall. You're watching multiple things at the same time. Through the app, there's a four-corner, you know, section where you can watch four channels at once. And then whichever one has the outline and white box frame is the one that the audio is connected to. And you can toggle between the four screens at the same time through YouTube TV. I did not know that I had this feature. So thanks to the hurricane, I actually slowed down enough to like sit down and actually watch some TV with my kids.
Very cool. And you know, the two TVs I have in the cave is I always thought was cool. I went up to visit my sister in Charlotte. She has three TVs in one of her rooms.
Oh, nice.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's like a sports bar. Then
my brother has that screen that you could probably put 92 TVs in. But
that guy's living a different life than all of us.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, let's talk about last weekend's UFC. Another one of my complaints, another one of my bitches. We'll talk about that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, two-time Firestone Grand Prix winner, driver of the Honda number 18 for Dacon Racing with Vassar and Sullivan, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Steve from the Jerry Springer Show, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Do you ever watch Steve's show, you know, which was kind of a takeoff of the Jerry Springer Show?
You know, all the spinoff shows are not as good as the original, where they come from. You know, like Jerry Springer, like, you know, even with the Breaking Bad dude, he's like, you better get Call Saul. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of spinoffs, but no. I mean, I watched it a couple times, but I wasn't impressed.
So it was almost identical. The only difference was it was Steve and not Jerry. So the show was exactly the same. And what I always found humorous is, you know, they would have, you know, some confrontations. So Steve was a big boy, you know, a former police officer. He was really the security for Jerry, and then spun off and did his own stuff. So, you know, a few times, numerous times, there'd be a confrontation and, you know, somebody would start to get in Steve's face and the bodyguard would come out.
Wow.
And you know what they would always say? The bodyguard is not to protect you from Steve, or it's not to protect Steve from you. It's to protect you, you know, because we don't want Steve to kill you. You know, Steve doesn't need a bodyguard. We're making sure you don't get hurt.
Here's my
public service announcement, at least in the Tampa Bay area. Take care of yourself. Take care of the house. Take care of everything. But when you have time, and I think it expires in the next couple of days, if you own a business and you like free money, and you know how I don't like to promote anything.
Yeah.
Truist is giving you $400 to open a checking account. No strings.
A
business checking account.
How much do you have to put in? $5,000?
I believe it's $1,500 for 30 days.
Oh, wow.
For 30 days. I believe it's 30 days.
That's a great return on your investment.
It's unbelievable. Close it 31 days.
Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable. A free $400. I went and I was talking to my banker, who we've become pretty good friends. And it was funny because he goes, I want to invite you to my Christmas party. And I said, sure, I'll come. What food you got?
Are you allowed to celebrate Christmas?
I'll celebrate anything in any place they feed me. Hey, I don't know if you got this. And I thought about calling you, but it was such a nice gesture that I didn't want to throw people under the bus. Somebody broke into your restaurant last time. Did you know
I
that?
I know, I heard.
Yeah, and I was invited for free wings and pizza, and I just was too lazy to drive over and eat for free.
Well, the shocking part is I don't know how they cooked the wings, because the pilot light went out on the fryer, so I assume they baked the wings.
I don't know. I just didn't feel like driving over there again. It was awful nice that somebody broke in and thought of us enough to invite us over for some food.
Well, under the circumstances of what I think they're going to return home to, it's my pleasure. They can have anything they want of mine during this difficult time to rebuild, to start over. And, you know, I could never imagine, because this storm came out of nowhere, really. I mean, like we had a couple days, you know, but the reality of it is.
Yeah, you had a week to prepare. But you know, and I'm not trying to go, I know that you're trying to show a lot of love to the people, especially in Shore Acres. You had time, but you never have enough time. You know, after every one of these tragedies, we all, me included, I'm going to get upgraded windows. I'm going to fix something, you know, that I need to fix in the garage. And then a day turns into a week, turns into a month, and turns into the next hurricane. And then it's, I'm going to fix it after this one. Like, I was going to call somebody today about some issues I have. I'm not going to. You know it. I know it. We know it.
But like, the thing that's hard is, like, you know, because I talked to this gentleman in person. I gave him a key to the restaurant. I gave him a key to the upstairs apartment. So if he needed a place to get away or just have a dry place to regroup, to store family possessions, mementos, like, you know, photos, things that can't be replaced through insurance and what. But I couldn't imagine having to run through everything in my property, everything in my house, and be like, this is the most important to me. If I can only take one truckload of stuff, you know, what do I keep? You know, that's such a tough scenario hundreds of thousands of people are dealing with right now because of a storm that was 130 miles off our coast.
No, for sure.
It's crazy. Yeah.
No, for sure. And it's not just us. You know, you've got the fires in Hawaii. You have the earthquakes in California. You have the tornadoes in the Midwest. I mean, we all deal with something. And all you can do is the best you can, you know, get out with your life, get out with, you know, your family's lives. Everything can be replaced, even things that can't be replaced. I haven't been in any of those tragedies, but, you know, a particular phone company had me do something and I deleted photos that I'll never get back of my dad. You have those memories. I'd rather have the memories, you know, than lose, you know, life and such. But, you know, all we can do is pick up, reach out. I've gotten a few phone calls from the left coast, some of our Vegas people. MMA bobblehead Dave Manley reached out. You know, Travis from Philadelphia reached out. So, I mean, honestly, that's when you really see who's in your circle.
Tommy Kalesi just checked in to make sure we were okay. Like, you know, those are our people for sure. But
Tommy, hold on. Tommy didn't reach out to me because he knows I'm going to fanboy on him again.
That's true.
You know, and let me tell the story real quick. And I didn't really fanboy. All right. But, you know, Tommy, say his last name.
Kalesi.
I want to make sure I say it right. So Tommy put up, and I don't know if we already talked about this on the air, and we might have, but we always get new listeners and such. So Tommy was involved in a writers, actors softball game in New York City on the island somewhere in there. So he takes and does a little video with, and I don't remember the other Kalesi's first name, and he doesn't look anything like what we know him to look like. Long fellow deed story short, his cousin is on Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
And we watch Blue Bloods all the time. And I'm like, holy crap, that's your cousin? He goes, well, he's my cousin, but he's really my brother. You know, which is nice that, you know, you can have family that close. Especially cousins that, you know, my cousin told us don't ever talk to him again. So, so I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And he's on, what's the channel? Cameo. So he's on Cameo. Basically, I'm trying to get a cameo on the radio show without paying the $60. And Tommy's like, yeah, we'll get him on. That's awesome. So that's why Tommy's not reaching out to me. He knows I want to hook him, you know, get my hooks back into him for his cousin.
So have you ever done a cameo for anyone? Has anybody ever asked you to do a voicemail, leave a voicemail for somebody or a fan? You ever done anything like that?
Yeah, I think I've done one, but I just asked our Las Vegas correspondent, Greg Hendrick, to make a call to one of his closest people. And I put it on Facebook, and it was really pretty cool. And then it was basically a cameo, wishing my daughter a happy birthday. And my daughter got so excited that she took a picture of her Fitbit watch and what her heart rate was at when she saw the happy birthday message from Frankie Edgar.
Yeah, Frankie, the answer.
Yeah, Frankie's such a good dude. So Greg, he's like, absolutely, I'll do it. So it was pretty cool. Dude's a good guy. He didn't have to do that. Yeah, but no, I think I've done one, but, you know, whatever. It's crazy and awesome and stupid.
Is Rocky Balboa on Cameo?
I seriously doubt it. I don't know if you could, if I know I couldn't afford it, you know, but,
well, but you could get like, wouldn't he do it in the character? Like most of those are like characters, right?
I don't know. You know, I don't necessarily think so. You know, I think it's, you know, the actors, they may say, you know, the role that they play. But yeah, if I was to ever get a cameo from Rocky Balboa, I would want it as Rocky Balboa. Because then you can interchange Rocky Balboa and John Rambo. It's basically the same person. right. I don't want Throw Your Mama from the Train Dude, or I don't want Over the Top Guy. But it would be interesting. You know, it is what we all perceive it. And I remember when Leslie Lacey went and paid more money than I would pay to go do a meet and greet with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
And she said it was one of the greatest experiences of her life. And she's been involved in a lot of those things, being in the media. And, you know, I follow another local talk show host. I don't know who Meredith Andrade is. But, you know, I follow some of her photos. And okay. She's at every concert. She's at every, you know, hanging with all these big celebs. It's kind of funny. But Stallone would be, Rocky Balboa would be that one for me. But back to Leslie, she's like, no, it was awesome. Olivia Newton-John was her hero. She loved her. And then when Olivia passed away, she's like, that's the greatest money that I could have ever spent. So I think sometimes when you're around it, you get jaded about it. You know, it's kind of like when the, and I know we've talked about this incident before, but, you know, with the liner, that I had legal access to a liner from somebody, and a relative was going to sue me for using the liner that his brother gave me. And I remember vividly, you know, Lowland Dave saying, Randy, how many liners do you have? Do you really need that one liner? You have 400 liners. Which, speaking of which, you know, we need to get some new ones. I'm going to say
it again. Yeah.
You know where we're going this Friday, right?
Fanboy Comic-Con over in Orlando.
Yes, we are. So we're going to have a contest between the three of us.
Okay.
To see who can get the best and the most upgraded liners.
Okay. That's I like that. Are there any celebrities there? I mean, who's there that we'll get a liner from?
We'll run down the list after the top of the hour. It is time to take that real short one that we do at 45 after every hour. So let's do that. We'll close out hour number one, and I'll run down some of the celebs that'll be there this weekend that we are headed up to see on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Snap Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back coming to you live from a rainy, soggy, gloomy Tampa Bay area, but it could be a whole lot soggier, a whole lot gloomier, and a whole lot wetter. So we got away again, and thoughts, Tallahassee is getting ready, if it hasn't already been blasted. It's supposed to go literally right over my daughter's brand new house in Georgia. Then it's, you know, heads over to the water, and we'll have a couple days until we have to start worrying about the next one.
Well, I mean, we definitely dodged a bullet, but what do you think about all the locals here that say that these are sacred grounds from the Indian tribes that bless the land, and that's why the Tampa Bay area has never had a direct hit hurricane?
Hey, I guess whatever you need to do to sleep at night.
Okay. I'm just saying that there's a lot of belief in that stuff. I mean, I don't know if it's real, but you never know.
Like I said, you know, whatever you need to believe is fine. And just don't be upset at people that don't believe it. I mean, I'm sure there's been sacred grounds that have been, you know, destroyed.
Well, there's some sacred end zones that might not get touched by the Bucks this year. Like, how are they looking in preseason?
You know, it was funny because I went to the preseason game Saturday night that you chickened out and didn't go. you know, I have to say this publicly. I thought I was the laziest person I know. I'm not. I think even
VIP parking, front row tickets, and club access to food, I still didn't go. It's just hard to get into it, man, especially with, like, the rule changes. There's no real hitting. And, you know Harrison getting fined, you know, $48,000 for a regular hit. You know, it takes the fun out of the gameplay. And I just don't know if I'm a fan of football anymore.
I'm going to do something. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things to do in life, and that's correct you. His name is Alexander, not Harrison.
Whatever. Same thing. Harrison and Alexander, they're all like the same. But the point is that the gameplay is...
Oh, it's not fun.
It's not what it was. You know, yeah. It's not the gridiron toughness and 3 yards in a pile of dust. You got to fight for every inch. You know, now it's like, don't touch anyone. Let's just air it out. Let's... You know, let's run up the score, you know, 55-68. You know, I don't want to see that.
I do agree with you. It's not a fun sport to watch. They can't hit. They can't play. Because how do you play when you can't hit? You know, you come up. It is awful. And a lot of the players have said the same thing. I still would rather watch that than baseball, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's unfortunate that they're taking all the fun out of professional sport. But
somebody put a post up on the Book of Face. I guess, you know, the Yankees and the local Rays, you know, have their semi-annual bench clearing. That's nasty words to that, dirty looks back and forth. And I said, it's part of baseball. And somebody came back to me and said something to the effect of, well, have you not seen what they've... No, I haven't. I haven't watched a Rays game. When were they in the World Series? That's probably the last time I watched.
Well, they got swept by the Phillies in 08. I feel like they went more recently, though. Didn't they lose to somebody else?
Yeah.
I
think they played, wasn't it, the Astros, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, I don't watch them. If you offered me, and I mean this, okay, if you were to offer me $10 million, to name, give me a number more than one.
Two.
To name two Rays players.
That's easy. They both got the same name. Like Lowe or Lau. Like Brandon and like his cousin Tito or something.
all right. Since you said Brandon, I could name two. Brandon Lowe and Randy let me cross my arms and look like a badass.
So what? Wait a second. So Rosarina gets plucked by a pitch. Then he bows up like he's going to do something. Then he realized, oh, this isn't a woman. I can't fight. So then he, like, just stood there and, like, made everybody come out and defend him. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I didn't watch. And the only thing that I can say other than that I didn't watch, I don't even care. You know?
He had a bat in his hand. He's still scared to, like, fight a pitcher. Baseball fights are just ridiculous. And
they're stupid. No, they're absolutely stupid. And I think there should be rules implemented. If you bow up and something happens, you have to fight.
You must. Yeah, you must throw one punch, minimum.
And
if you charge a mound, you must throw a punch.
And you must receive two.
Unless it's Nolan Ryan, you're going to get headlocked.
But again, that's the same thing. He threw one punch, he put him in a headlock and gave him a noogie. I mean, that's not much of a fight either. You know, Robin Sure is like... I'm getting beat up by my great grandpa. You know, not the smartest thing that I've ever done. I can't stand either one of them. The pitchers get mad when the batter shows up or does the bat flip or whatever, and so he drills them. Okay, part of the game. And then the batter gets mad when they act like an idiot and then get drilled. It's part of the game. Get over it. It's part of the game. You know how you beat that? When you drill the guy, the next guy needs to come up and either go up the middle. Like, we used to do that in softball. There was an award on our team, whoever could go up the middle and drill the pitcher.
Okay, right.
Part of the game.
Yeah.
Field your position. And you know how you beat it? You know how you beat it? So when this would start, whether we started it or the other team would start it, you just have to put your best player, ours happened to be Steve Monroe, on the pitcher's mound. You ain't going up the middle against Steve Monroe for two reasons. One, he will catch it and throw you out. Or two, he will catch you and throw you out.
I love it. I love Steve. Speaking of fist fights, did your boy Warren Sapp get in a fisticuffs on an airplane?
He didn't get into a fisticuffs. I spoke to Warren for 45 minutes the other day.
Okay.
He told me the whole story. Two glaring things, and we'll talk about it in the second hour because we only I hope you're writing down what we need to talk about. I have a list sure. of celebrities, so you know we'll talk about that too. Here's the two glaring things, no matter what anybody thinks of the situation, no matter what, and we'll discuss the whole thing. Was it a mountain out of a molehill? There was like 16 mountains that became a molehill. But these are the two events that I noticed when I watched the video. And as Warren and I are talking, and he sends me the video, I'm thinking the one, which to me is so glaring. And these are what the two incidences. Have you seen the video?
I have not.
Okay. We'll talk about the video in the second hour. But these are the two glaring things that I noticed. One, Warren Sapp was doing the videotaping.
Okay.
I know I've done a lot of stupid things. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I would ever videotape myself doing stupid things.
Right. It's incrimination. Like you're
what kind of, so people are thinking that Warren was the aggressor. Warren was this. Warren is videotaping it. I think that says number one.
Okay.
Number two, and it was funny because as Warren is talking, I was waiting for him to take a breath so I could jump in and ask this question. There's two people sitting behind him. Okay. So you're, imagine the plane. I believe he's window. There's a person window behind him, aisle behind him. The person aisle behind him reaches over and touches him on the arm twice. Now, I'm waiting to say something to Warren. Like, what? Huh? And he brought it up before I could. He goes, you notice how that person touched me twice. We were cool. So that's telling me Warren is not, you know, blowing up. Warren's not acting crazy. Warren, because if you touch Warren Sapp, it's not going to be a pretty ending.
Well, we've seen Mike Tyson throwing punches on a plane, you know, but because of drunk people and people messing with them. So it happens. And yeah, you're right. If Warren was in a mood not to be disturbed because he's, in, you know, irritated, he would not allow that guy to touch him twice.
Well, first of all, it was a female, not a guy.
Oh, whatever. Same thing.
No. Well, it's not. But all right. So when we come back, you can pick which one we'll go to first. We can continue. We'll talk about the video with Warren. We'll talk about the whole incident and how it has been escalated. I do need to reach out to him to see where we're at on that. And then as well as we'll set a wish list for this weekend, and we can throw Steve under the bus. That's fine. You can pick. You can have the best pick. You can have the top pick of who you would go after to acquire the next liner for Knockout Radio. And then maybe we'll, you know, this is Steve's list, this is your list. But we'll do that. We'll talk more about Warren Sapp. We'll look more at the thoughts, because I started to tell you what we thought as we were watching the Bucks taking on the Ravens Saturday. A whole lot we're going to get to. Hour number two.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads,
and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.